Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, December 5th. We're back after a day off, Danny.
Yep.
I gave you an unexpected morning off.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
And I tried to get in with my trainer and he was like, hey, I'm running late, but today I'm like, of course you are.
Yeah.
Because now I have this new job.
Right.
So it's like I can't go when I'm out of here now.
That's true, right?
So I was like, oh, Sam canceled. Let me get in that bitch.
Right.
And of course he was running late. I'm like, of course you are.
What the fuck with people being late?
I know.
I don't get it, man. But, no, I just like, you know, I was so freaking tired. I'd gone to sleep at 4:30. And
oh, no.
I got up at 7:30. I'm like, no, this is for the bird.
Yeah, for sure.
This is bullshit.
You learned that saying from me.
Right.
See how we rub off on each other?
Oh, for the birds?
Yeah.
No, I never heard you say it once.
Really?
Really.
I feel like I've been saying that my whole life.
Really?
Yeah, when anything happens, I go, this is for the birds.
Yeah. I know. I've
heard I don't even know what that means.
I've heard it a long time ago, you know. It means for somebody else, you know, not for me.
For peasants. Not that birds are peasants, but that's what I get from
saying. But then last night I got about 7.5 hours and I feel just as tired. That's what I don't get, you know. That's why when it gets late at night, I'm like, what am I going to go to bed for? I'll still be just as tired if I go to
sleep. Yeah, but 7 hours is definitely way better than three.
Right.
3.5, 2.5, 3.5, whatever you just slept.
Yeah, that was like a nap.
Yeah.
You know?
It's literally what it is, a power nap. He took a power nap to work 9 hours to then not go to sleep till 4 o'clock in the morning again.
Yeah. But no, but I managed to get up and get going and everything. Once I'm up, you know. So it's a whole different thing. But I don't really like sleeping in, you know. I feel like I miss out on the morning.
Who cares?
But I do.
I actually don't really sleep in, but sometimes I'm like, I'll wake up at like 9 and I'll be like, fuck this. And I'll go back to bed.
Right.
Till like 11 or 12. And then it's lunchtime.
With me, it's like I could sleep forever, I feel, if I didn't have something to get up for.
Yeah.
You know, and if I don't, then still... Like 11 o'clock, 11:30, I'm like, wow, you know, I better get up now.
Right.
But you could go on because it's so nice and warm under the blanket, right?
Yeah, so warm. This morning I was like literally toasty. I set my alarm for 4 o'clock because I was like, okay, I have to go to the gym. I have to start training myself to go to the gym in the morning because obviously.
But four is early.
Yeah, and then to work like 10 hours.
Right.
That's a lot.
No, you're not going to be able to do
that. Yeah, but when can I work out though? Like I need to work out. I'll get fat.
Yeah, but why can't you get up at like work out, let's say, from 7:30 to 8:30, and then you can come here, right? Oh, but you have to get ready for work.
Yeah. Like yesterday I looked like shit, and they're having an event at the studio tonight, and there was like this famous actor there getting ready because it's his event, and they were like, yo, we want you to get the mic and interview him. And I go, I'm not dressed for this. Like, I mean, I had makeup on, but like my hair was in a bun.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So tonight they're having a party and they want me to walk around the party. So I like brought an outfit. I'm going to put my hair down.
Nice.
Like, but it's just like, can I get like a little bit of a warning next time so I can be a little bit more prepared? Because I was not comfortable.
Yeah. Do you like it there so far?
Yeah, it's chill.
You've been
chill.
There, what, only 2 days, right?
Today will be my third day.
Right.
Yeah.
So you like it so far?
Yeah. It's good. Chill.
Nice people?
Yeah.
Good.
No drama yet.
Yeah.
I'm sure there will be. There always will be when you see people every day.
Yeah. But being around people is good, I think. You know, you don't need to meet a lot of great people. It's enough if you meet one or two.
Right.
And, you know.
Well, my first day I worked 10 hours.
10 hours?
Yeah. But it's like they're not paying for training. So I'm like, is training just the first day? Because I'm a little confused.
Right.
Is it the first week? And I'm like scared to text and ask because it's like I'm so new, you know? But I mean, it's a lot. Like yesterday I worked, I got there at 11:45 and I got to leave at 4:30 because they left.
Yeah.
So I was like, some days are longer than others, which is cool.
Right.
Or shorter than others because I went out last night and I just hung out with my friend and got food. But today it's like, I know for sure I'm going to be there for like 14
hours.
Yeah. Because the event tonight is till, I believe 10 or 10:30.
Oh wow!
So they're probably gonna want me to stay till the end.
Right.
So I'm not gonna get home till like almost midnight.
Shit. And no pay yet.
I don't know. I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah. How can they put you in like 14 hours?
Yeah, without paying. I think that's a little weird.
And even if it's paid, it's like overtime or something they have to pay.
I know. I don't know how that works. I haven't filled out paperwork, nothing. So I don't know if it's under the table.
Yeah.
Or
oh,
what?
No paperwork yet, huh?
No.
So it's like probation. Like they're trying to see if you can.
I think they're probably trying to see if I quit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're good, if you can pick it up and if you're good at what they want, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, can you pay me though? Because I got some shit to take care of this week.
I know, man. I'm not like a fucking, you know, no slavery here, man. Like, I want to get paid.
I got some bills this week. Can you give me like half of what you would normally pay? Like, I'd be okay training week, half of what I would normally get paid.
Right.
But like,
they are investing in you and they want to make sure it's.
But I think people still should get paid for training.
Yeah.
Like, you're still working.
No, they should. They should. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
You know, with me, it's different, but, you know, everybody looks at it differently. I don't know.
Right.
I guess they can say take it or leave it, you know, and you decide to take the chance. So good for you, you know. I mean, what the hell, you know. You might actually score big time once you're there for a week and they like you and everything, you know. You don't know.
Right.
So, yeah, give them, I mean, like we said, you have nothing else to do anyway.
No, you know? Nothing, yeah.
So you might as well get, you know, like I said, even if you leave there, if you by then will have met somebody cool, it was worth it.
Right, exactly.
And you're getting some training and shit like that, you know. But, yeah. You know, I was reading a post that my son put up.
On Facebook?
And we don't talk or anything, right?
Right.
But apparently this guy scammed him for $1,000 at an apartment. Because from what I understand, I think my son's like looking for a room.
Right.
You know, with a couple people in there. So the guy probably told him, yeah, come join us. Apparently the guy had been evicted, been given notice to evict before that. So it's like he knew he was scamming people. And Sean started looking it up and stuff and realized the guy's done this to a couple of other people. And also as an Uber driver, he had like a few violations or something. So
can he press charges for that?
Yeah.
That's crazy. But like, I would be stressed if someone took $1,000.
But apparently the guy had been in jail already or whatever, you know. But yeah, I mean, can you imagine? That's a lot of money, man.
A lot.
I feel really bad for my son. I want to like cry, you know.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, for him, it takes him so long to come up with that kind of money. And then somebody just fucking, you know.
Yeah, when you file a police report for that, do you get the money back? Like, does that person have to pay him back?
Well, it has to go like through a whole thing. But yeah, he would have to pay back. But if he doesn't have the money, what are they going to do?
Yeah, they can't do anything.
Nothing,
and he probably
you know?
Definitely spent it.
And so at least we can hope he'll sit in jail for a while, you know?
Wow.
If
I mean, your
does.
Son needs to be a little bit smart on how he, like, unless I go to a leasing department and I'm signing legit paperwork, ain't nobody getting a penny from me.
Right. But he.
There's so many. That's like scams on Craigslist, all these places where people are like, hey, got this room, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Come see it. They'll have you come see it. Then you put down a deposit and then you just never hear from them ever again.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. No, I never would have done that. But, you know, I mean, when you're young and you don't have a lot of money, so then you go for a room or
right.
something, you know.
Right.
If he had talked to me, and I would have advised him differently, but he doesn't, so
mm-hmm.
I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that, you know. So, but I feel bad. I mean, when it's your own son and you know he's hurting, it's painful.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Fuck. But let it be just money problems, you know.
Yeah.
Everything else. You know,
that's what I say. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I have no money right now, but I'd rather have no money than have some other serious issue going on.
Exactly. You know, but you can have both too.
Yeah, you can. That's when you know you've hit rock bottom, when there's multiple bad things going on. No money, not healthy. Like there's so much.
Oh,
there.
Wow. That would be terrible.
All right.
Yeah. Well, cool. So you're feeling better now that you're productive and everything?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely distracting. Okay, for example, yesterday my girlfriend screenshotted a picture of this chick that I used to argue about with the guy I was dating before.
Right.
And he said, we're just friends. Like, it's none of your business. Like, it's actually kind of rude for you to even ask me about her, blah, 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 blah. And she posted yesterday on Instagram wearing his his company's t-shirt. So that means you just left this motherfucker's crib, or you at his crib right now. And the normal me, the unbusy me, would have screenshot it, texted it, and said some like wise ass remark.
Right.
But I was like, fuck this.
No, you're over it.
I'm over it. Like, yeah. Dude, you ain't even shit. And it's going to take him probably about 6 months of me not talking to him for him to be like, wow, I actually miss her. Because yeah. I don't feel like there's anybody like me.
Well, yeah, but maybe that's not what he's looking for.
No,
that's
not. What I'm saying, but right. He'll feel it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
But you haven't contacted him.
No.
Or anything. Good for you. No. You see, you're strong-willed, and that's good.
On Saturday night, I did, though.
You did?
Yeah, fucked up. I was super drunk, and I just wanted to have sex, to be honest with you.
Oh, man. And he said no?
No, he didn't even respond.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, wherever he was at, he was smiling because his ego was bigger than his dick.
Right.
So.
Yeah. You keep setting yourself up, though. I don't know why you do that to
yourself.
Yeah,
so I deleted all the apps that would, like I had the Text Me Now app.
Uh-huh.
For anyone that doesn't know what that is, if someone blocks your number, you can get a temporary
number.
So,
really?
Yeah, I use it all the time for anybody that blocks me. I'm like, oh, you thought I was going to shut the fuck up because you blocked me? Here I am on this temporary Text
so it, like,
Me Now.
Spoofs your number and shows a different number.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Well, you get to pick your area code. Like, you log in, you put right. like, your information, then you put your area code. And then it gives you a number. Yeah, legit.
Shit, man. People have everything to do.
Well, a lot of people use that for like business deals, too, if they don't want their real number to be out. So they'll have like a Text Me Now right. number. I use it just for people that block me, though.
Yeah. But it's often for scams, too, you know?
Oh, yeah, 110%. And it shows up green.
Right.
So I'm like, yo, is this legit? Is this real right now?
Yeah, well, there are people with Androids, you know.
I know. Yeah. Very few left. Very few left.
Not true. I'm telling you, only around here. No, it's true, though. But at any rate, so George H.W. Bush died. Did you see the parts of the funeral yesterday? Like, I mean, I didn't really watch it, but I saw pictures.
I saw like clips on like Instagram and stuff.
Yeah.
Like Hillary Clinton wouldn't even look at Donald Trump.
Right. They sat like apart from each other, which I don't blame them. But I guess his son, George W. Bush, gave him a very tearful eulogy and stuff, you know.
I mean, he lived a good life.
He has, you know.
94 was good.
Yeah. And he's done so much for this country, you know. I mean, he was a pilot in World War II, and, you know.
I don't know much about him, if I'm going to be honest with you.
Was it World War II? I think so, yeah. And it's funny, when he was president, I don't remember a lot of people expressing love for him like they are now. I guess it takes for you to die for people to say good things about you. I don't know. But
it's usually how it goes. That's what happened to Takashi. Oh, I don't know how to say his name.
Kashi?
Triple X Extension, the rapper.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
He's like this rapper that everybody hated when right. he was alive. And then he got murdered maybe like 3 months ago or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I remember that.
And after he died, it was like his album went number one on Apple Music. People yeah. were like, oh, man. Like, all of you guys were probably just bashing him
exactly.
like, when he was alive.
Yeah.
Then he gets murdered over a Louis Vuitton bag. Oh, that's why God. They killed him for
really?
Like a bag.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
To get murdered for a goddamn bag.
That is crazy, man.
Mm.
Shit. I don't know, man, but it's, you know, so, but he was, America was different when he was president and everything, but, you know, he was a Secret Service agent, he was ambassador to the UN, I mean, he's done so many different things that you have to admire somebody like that,
right.
you know, you devote your life to your country, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And just like I told you the story about, you know, soldiers sacrificing their lives and everything for the country, and we don't even appreciate it.
Right.
We don't know what they go through, you know? Yeah. So I started watching Body of Lies, and you're right, it's not that great, the movie.
It's not that it's not that great, it's just the ending sucks.
Oh, I haven't seen the ending
well,
yet.
Well, obviously.
Yeah, right.
That's a given.
But it's like just like another
Wait,
movie.
Is this the one with Colin Farrell in it?
No, that's the one with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, but is Colin Farrell in it too?
No.
Okay, I'm thinking of the wrong movie.
No, you know who's in it is Russell Kurt Russell, not Kurt Russell, but Russell Crowe. Yeah.
Maybe I haven't seen this one. Colin Farrell, Leonardo DiCaprio movie.
Did they do one together?
Yeah, and it's fucking badass.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're not finding one.
Hold on.
Maybe there wasn't one. It's funny how we look up on Google everything.
Yeah, and I'm like, wait, because Google saves you. Colin Farrell cop movie.
Why don't you do Siri? That might be faster, you know?
No, because she, like, is slow. Like, she you doesn't understand. Yeah, she doesn't understand. Oh, I'm thinking of Pride and Glory, and it wasn't Leonardo DiCaprio. It was Edward Norton, Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
John Voight.
And you see those.
And Ray Liotta.
Those two movies, the one I'm watching, yeah. And that one.
You have that one.
Yeah, Pride it's and like Glory. They came three in a package.
That movie's badass. With the ending, you're kind of like,
really?
Yeah, but
so
it's
good.
So
that's the one you were talking about.
Yeah, I've seen it like three times. I just can't remember the name of it.
Yeah,
but it's not bad, and the cast is good.
Yeah, the cast is good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the Leonardo movie, I was expecting more, but we'll see. I'll watch a little more of it.
Whatever. I don't know if I've seen that one. Mm. I'm gonna have to check that out and remind myself because it's not really sounding familiar.
Yeah, it's like about being in Iraq and. In the Middle East there.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have seen it.
Blown up and shit.
Mm-mm.
No.
Yeah, no.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, no. Not my type of movie. I don't like war movies. They're just too intense for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the kind of movie it was. But so you're saying the other one is not...
It's not bad.
It's not a war movie. It's more like...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's just like everyone in the movie, it's like, ugh, you know? But they all play their roles really, really well.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to
it. And
that.
I love Edward Norton.
Yeah.
He's such a good actor. He fell off the fucking face of the earth, though. Like, he hasn't been in a movie
lately.
In years.
No, that's not true. He was in that movie I saw. What was it? Do you remember?
No. I don't remember the last time he was in
a
movie.
No, he was that magician that pulled off like the best magic ever. You don't remember that?
You mean when he walked on the tightrope?
No, no.
Because I was
not
like, that's
that.
Not Edward Norton.
No, no. He was a magician, like back, you know, like maybe 100 years ago or something. The Illusionist or something? I think The Illusionist.
He was a magician?
Yeah, he was a magician. And he pulled off like the biggest magic.
Dude, yeah, you're right. That was 2006.
Yeah.
So he's been gone for about 13 years?
That's, oh yeah, wow.
That's a long time ago.
No, but then maybe there was something after that. Put in like his latest movie or something.
Let's see.
You know, Edward Norton's latest movie, and we'll see. In the meantime, so we just give...
He has one coming out in 2019.
Okay, and what was the last one before
Let's
that?
Let's see.
Do we know?
He has two coming out in 2019.
Yeah, so, you know, some people take a break or something. I don't know.
He's too good to be taking a break. He is. He's such a good actor to me.
Do you remember, I think one of the first movies I saw him was Primal Fear with Richard Gere.
I've never seen that.
No?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you gotta see that, man.
So he's got like four movies coming out in 2019, but his last movie was 2009.
Oh.
The Invention of Lying.
Oh, well, no wonder I haven't heard of it. Doesn't sound very good. All these long names, I don't know about that.
But, wow. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. But no, you should see Primal Fear because it's really good. There's twists and everything all over the place. And he acts so well. You know, he just like, you know.
Edward Norton?
He elicits emotions. You hate him, you like him, you know. Whatever, but there's such a twist in the end. You got to see it. It's an older movie, I guess, right? Because
I actually haven't seen that one, which is surprising.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's from a long time ago. Fuck, I would say 25 years.
Mm.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that old.
I'm like,
Hey, it's with Richard Gere and Edward Norton, but Norton was young at the time. I guess they both were. Who was
Richard
it?
Gere? Do you remember when he had to go
Laura
to the hospital?
Laura Linney was in it too.
Because he had a gerbil stuck up his ass.
Yeah, well, that's a story. I don't think.
No,
it
it's not
true.
A story. It's true.
How do you know?
Because it is true.
Happened before you were born. I think.
Like, who does that though?
Yeah.
Let me open up my butt cheeks and stick a gerbil in there.
I don't think he did. Maybe some people do, but I don't know. People do crazy shit.
Well, my friend's mom was like a nurse, and she said that men are in there all the time.
Yeah.
For sticking shit up their asses.
Really?
My aunt too. My aunt's a nurse, and she said all the time people would come in with like the weirdest shit stuck up their asses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People and are fucking crazy, man.
Like plumbers, like those plunger things. Like she said anything you could think of, men like stick up their ass.
Really? So what? Then they bleed and they go to the hospital or something?
No, it gets stuck.
What? A pump?
Oh my God, it's making me toilet, cringe inside.
A toilet thing would get stuck up your ass?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Fuck, who puts anything up their ass?
I know.
Even a dick, you know? It's too much.
I gotta be honest, I've done it like once or twice and it's not for me.
No, it's not. I tried it too a long time ago.
It's like not natural for
me. Stuff's not supposed to go in, only out, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like a dirty area, I feel.
Well, because you shit out of it, so.
Yeah. You know? Can anything get any grosser? Even if you take a million fucking showers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter, you know? But at any rate, the shit we talk about.
I know, it's so funny. But good morning, everyone.
Yeah, we got there for Richard Gere, I guess. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, I think men will stick their dicks anywhere, man. In like the weirdest things, right? You saw American Pie, right?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, they like, guys, you know, sex it's like such a drive that it makes people crazy.
Right.
You know? I mean, look, hunger, thirst, things like that, you know, they don't make people crazy when you don't have them.
You know what's funny is I was talking to my guy friend last night, and he was like, fucking is just like a sport for men. Like, we fuck to be fucking, but half the time it's like we feel nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so why do it then?
Well, because you have that sex drive, you have to release.
Yeah.
You know?
And then he goes, and then after you're like, yeah, okay, bye.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I mean,
wow.
You can understand why nature would make us like that, mm-hmm. because nature's goal is for all living things to reproduce.
Right.
And continue.
Right.
You know? So if we didn't have that drive, we probably wouldn't reproduce that much. You
right.
know? So, yeah, I mean, think about it. Even ugly people that are, that you don't think can get anybody, they can have sex too, you know? I mean,
mm-hmm.
they're people too.
Mm-hmm.
But not everybody's like, you know, we take for granted that we look rather good, you know? But a lot of people don't. And I often imagine, you know, what's it like if you're, like, really ugly, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shitty feeling.
There's, like, a website. That's horrible. It's called like uglypeople.com.
Oh, ugly people. I thought you were going to talk about the beautiful people. Why?
No, no, no. It's like, it's literally a website called uglypeople.com.
Yeah.
I'm like, y'all are so messed up. For real.
Well, yeah, everybody gets a voice, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so much controversy with everything, you know. Now, the Victoria's Secret fashion show, I guess there's a singer... Halsey. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Halsey. So she said something about trans...
No. The CEO or vice president...
Right, he said something.
Yeah, and she's basically saying, I wouldn't have performed if I knew that was his views.
Right,
basically.
But... Yeah, but... Because he says, I don't think I should have transsexuals on the stage. So they're saying, first of all, transsexual is considered outdated and offensive.
Yeah, and he also said that Victoria's Secret...
I mean, we're fucking like eliminating words out of our language to shut us up. Do you understand that?
What do you mean?
People are trying to shut us up and use these euphemisms or whatever, you know, like nice words so we don't offend anybody.
Right.
Yeah, they've been called transsexuals for decades, since before time, you know?
Right.
So what do you mean you get offended? That's what you are. You're changing your sex, or you trans. I mean, they call themselves trans anyway, you know?
Yeah, I mean, people still say trans.
Yeah.
Like, even gay people are like, oh, my trans friend is fabulous.
Right.
Like, that's how they refer to themselves.
Transsexual, transgender, what the fuck, you know?
Mm. Well, basically...
So that's what bothers me. I mean, for her to say whatever she says, she's got the right to or whatever, you know? But he says... If you're asking if we considered putting transgender or plus size models, we have.
Right.
But they decided not to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like everybody finds something to complain about.
For sure.
He says it's a show, it's a fantasy, he says. Let's see. What did he say? He says, no, I don't think we should. Well, why not? Because the show is a fantasy. It's a 42nd minute entertainment special. That's what it is. So, I don't know what to tell you, but I think it would be distracting if you put, you know, women that were men or whatever.
Yeah, he did call the show a fantasy. And basically, yeah, he must be saying it's a fantasy for men.
And besides, you know, I mean, shouldn't businesses be able to do whatever the fuck they want? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I guess it is, it's, if it's a private-owned business, like, they really can do whatever they want.
Right. You know, I mean, I think the public company, Victoria's Secret,
I feel like people just want drama over everything now.
Yeah.
I feel like anything that's been done, it's like someone somewhere just wants to be upset about it.
Right. And that's why I brought it up. But you think that's ridiculous? Let me tell you about this one that I pulled out. VeggieTales.
Oh, yeah. I grew up watching that.
Really?
Yeah. VeggieTales.
Okay. Now, California students claim that it's racist and dangerous for children.
I haven't watched it in so long, so okay. I couldn't tell you.
All right. So the thing is, they're all colorful, right?
Mm-hmm.
Different colors and everything. But the group is saying that the... So they dubbed it as dangerous for kids because... Let's see. Because... they're communicating whiteness. In other words, they're saying that the good guys are white and the other ones are like of color. The villains are the bad guys, right? So the creators are saying, wait a minute, there's no whites here. They're all colored.
Yeah.
They all have color.
Everyone's like green.
Right.
Carrot is orange.
Right.
It's like literally vegetables.
Right.
So people are just literally getting mad over nothing.
Right. You know, and that's what I'm saying. That's what the schools are fucking doing to the kids, man. They're fucking up their minds completely. Everything is racist. Everything is sexist. Everything's this. Everything's that. It's like, come on, man. You know, let's get over it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I can understand. Look, I must say that sometimes I do think about what it's like being black in America.
Right.
And, you know, because as whites, we're saying, well, get over it, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, it's a reality still
right.
for black people every day, you know, to be discriminated against or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
From what I see, the people that I deal with, I don't see that. But I guess that other places they go, they probably feel it. I don't know.
Right? 10% for sure.
Yeah. So I can understand that. But to go and look for shit all over the place, that's racist too. You know, you're separating the races. You really, I mean, that's what it is. We got to like live like it doesn't really matter, you know. But people always look. It's not just with blacks. Every country you go to, they find people that are like, they want to treat as less than, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's everywhere, and it's very unfortunate. But you got to live nevertheless. And I got to tell you that the people I deal with every day are very successful. And we have so many black people come in here, and they're all welcome, you know.
Right.
And they're great, and there's nothing wrong with them. Many of them are just absolutely great people.
Right.
You know, and but you know, when someone walks with a chip on their shoulder, man, it's hard to reason with them, you know. And it doesn't help them either, you know, to walk around like a victim. But VeggieTales, come on, man, you know. Enough is enough with that. And Eddie Murphy just has become a father for the 10th time.
I know.
10th fucking time, okay? But that's not the biggest thing here. Well, first of all, he's 57, his fiance or whatever, a girlfriend. I don't think they're married. Yeah, fiance. She's 39. They have a 2-year-old daughter from 2 years ago, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But look. What they're saying here is they're listing all his kids, right? Now, he's got two kids that are 28 from two different women. How's that possible? Right? I mean, wasn't he like the two former girlfriends? So he was seeing girlfriends.
At the same time.
That he had a wife.
Yeah, he was married for a while.
Right.
She's bomb.
Yeah, okay, so he had a 28-year-old with her, and then a former girlfriend also had a 28-year-old with him.
Probably why she divorced him.
Yeah, I mean, shit, you know.
And she's a badass bitch, too.
Really?
Yeah, like, she's fire. Like, she's like, I think she might be like 49,
Nicole,
50.
Nicole Murphy.
Yeah, she got abs. Her body's in shape. She's got a beautiful face. I'm like, what? Even, that's what I'm saying. Even the prettiest of the chicks get cheated on. And last night when I was hanging out with these dudes at my friend's barber shop, they were like, listen, you can have like the baddest bitch on the planet. And at some point, you're going to be like, yo, get this bitch away from me.
Yeah, that's what people
like,
are talking about.
Like, they just don't care.
Because they have to score as many as possible.
Yeah, it's like a game.
Yeah.
It's like a tally mark. They keep like a notebook. Like,
yeah,
I got
notches
this chick
on your belt, you know?
So crazy.
No, it's true, though. It's very true. Mm-hmm. That's how males are, you know? Yeah, but that's ridiculous, man. I mean, what the fuck? You know, 10 kids, but hey, you know, let them be. He also has a kid from the Spice Girl, huh? Melanie B. Mel B.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have an 11-year-old daughter.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. Wow. Yeah, so he's probably had, well, a lot of girlfriends. A lot of wives.
Yeah.
Whatever, man.
But 10 kids is a lot. Like, how do you even, like, keep up with 10 kids?
Right, then why do you get pregnant every time? What the fuck is wrong
with
him?
It's probably because he wants to.
No, I think the women want it, you know, and he probably went along with it, you know, because this was a wife, she wants kids, right. And then a girlfriend wants a kid.
Yeah, I don't know
if it was accidents, you know, it's hard for me to believe.
Right.
He'd have so many accidents. What the fuck? So
I don't know.
He must have wanted that, but yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, look at all the seed I spread, you know.
Right, right.
Probably. But you can see that when men have money and fame and stuff, they do that. They do whatever everybody else wants. They have much younger women.
Right.
They have money. They, they do all the things that, you know, they feel, hey, I can have as many women as I want.
Right.
I don't have to commit to anyone, you know. And that's what it is. I mean, a man will be faithful until the next woman comes along and seduces him.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So crazy.
I'm telling you.
I'm just giving
up
hope at this point.
Yeah. And he doesn't care, huh? Black, white, Hispanic. I don't know what all his wives were. But this fiance is a blonde.
They've been together for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Paige Butcher is her name.
Mm-hmm. They've been together for a while. Mm. Well, I mean, they have a 2-year-old, so.
Yeah,
you think like probably like 3 years or so.
Yeah.
Maybe more.
Yeah, that's not a long time, but okay. It's not something.
It's a long
new.
Time in this society.
Right.
Let me tell you.
So now let me ask you this. He's 57-year-old. Do you really think he would have an accident or he would want one? No, it's because she wants one. Or
you don't know that.
Kids.
Maybe he wants it. Maybe he likes having children. And he's like, yes, let's have another one.
Do you want to start running after a baby at 57? You know what I realized the other night?
Right.
We went to a family dinner at my mom's, and my cousin brought his 2 girls.
Mm-hmm.
And one is a baby.
Right.
And every time she started crying, I'm like, I was cringing. So I was sitting outside with my mom. I said, you know, I don't think I can handle babies crying anymore, you know?
Yeah.
It used to be nothing, you know? And it's funny because I walk around saying, yeah, I'd have a kid today. But no, man, it's hard.
It's
forget
definitely
about
hard
it.
Work.
It is. Let's you know, you don't get a lot of sleep. You don't get a lot of anything, really.
No. Nope.
So I take it back. I don't want kids. Fuck. I just feel I missed out. I wish I had kids that I'm close to.
Yeah, that stinks.
You know, and I never thought I would say that. I never, ever thought I would say that the way they grew up with me, you know, and I invested so much just to avoid this kind of a thing.
Right.
But then I was thinking this morning, well, maybe my son's going through that shit as karma for him, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't disrespect your parents. It's probably the biggest fucking sin you could do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All the shit they do for you. But
I mean,
also
everyone
hear about
fights
people.
With their parents, and everyone says stuff that they shouldn't do to their parents. Doesn't mean necessarily they mean it.
Right, but they you gotta have the balls to take it back, you know, to at least apologize or something.
I do that now. I didn't back in the day though.
Right.
Like when I was your son's age, I would have to say probably not.
Right.
No.
That's why it's gonna be a long time before we talk again. I'm
no,
sure.
I mean, we fight and we still talk, so
right,
that's different.
Right. You see. Yeah.
Yeah, like we'll fight, and then like an hour later, I'm like, Mom, what's for dinner?
Right.
You know?
And with my daughter, I didn't even fight. I just stopped trying to to arrange to meet with her because she's always, quote unquote, busy.
Yeah.
Right?
That's how it goes.
So, yeah. So I got a double whammy there, and it sucks big time. And, yeah, it saddens me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It saddens me a lot because I invested so much in them, and I've given them everything I could, you know. And that's what I feared also. So, but that's what happened, so fuck it. Until next time I think about it, fuck it, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure you think about it all the time, though.
I do.
That's hard not to think about that.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, people talk about, but, you know, you got to have unconditional love for your kids and stuff. And I do. I love them, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to talk to my son after he talks to me like this and treats me like shit.
Right.
You know, and like I said, now I'm faced with having to sell my fucking furniture all ruined from the cat. Fuck.
Life will go on.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do you want a whole beautiful set, but it's got cat scratches?
No, thanks.
God, it's a beautiful fucking set, too. Well, yeah, so I'm finding myself having to start selling everything. And do you need a refrigerator? Do you need anything?
I mean, I'll definitely look at your stuff for sure.
Yeah.
Because you never know, you might have some stuff that I didn't know I even needed. Is it a mini fridge?
No, it's a full-size fridge.
No,
no,
no, good.
No, I'll sell it or something, you know, but who wants to deal with all this shit, you know? That's why I prefer people just come and pick it up and then, you know, I'll do like garage sale, whatever I can sell. Like,
right.
Because I have a bike I can sell, I have furniture, I have... even PlayStation and all that shit, you know. So I don't need any of that. The furniture's most of it goes already have some. I have someone to give it to, so that's done. But so it's funny because now when you move, you just look to get rid of shit, you know, so you don't have to take it with you or put it in storage. And the funny thing is that, and this is probably weird to you, right? That I would collect all my books, and those are my most treasured things. Because for you, it's like you don't pick up a book. If you read anything, even if you read a book, you'd read it on the iPad or your phone or whatever, right? So, but to me, it's important because it's like something that reminds me. And I don't know why. It's just that some people collect shit, and they don't want to let go. So I'm going to have to take fucking... storage just to keep that shit, you know. I mean, what am I gonna do? Maybe I should just sell
bring
them.
The books with
I
you.
I should just sell them all. No, what? How am I gonna take all that? You know how many books there are, like boxes and boxes full. There's no
I
way.
I wouldn't sell them.
All I can do is fit in my car's clothes and, you know, a few other things. That's it.
Did you give you a 30-day notice?
Yeah, I did.
Oh shit! That's it. It's
wrap. Don't turn it back, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a wrap now.
Yeah, well, excuse me, I had to go through with it.
Wow.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get some rain the next 24 hours.
I know, you know? And it was raining last night for a little bit because I went out to eat at around like 9:30. And when I went out to eat, it was drizzling.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because I went to sleep. It hadn't rained yet at 12, so.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to start around noon today.
Great, and I have so many errands. I just got a long list of errands I have to run via text, and I was like, oh, we'll be driving around in the rain, I guess.
Fucking thunderstorms and everything, you know?
Mm-hmm. I hope it's not monsoon raining.
Mm. They're saying, I mean, look, if it's nonstop for a few hours, we could get some flooding for sure.
Great. Can't wait.
Well, don't go anywhere.
So excited.
Like I'm coughing so much today. Yeah. So what else is going on? I mean, so you're going to be here without your family for the holiday.
Yeah. But you know what? It's funny because I was talking to a few girls that I know and like everyone is by themselves for Christmas. I'm like, why don't we just like get together and have like all of us like cook, get drunk.
Right.
And like my cousin's here. The one I told you is bipolar.
Yeah.
And she asked to see me on Thanksgiving and I was like, no. And then she just texted me like a month in advance to see if we could do something on Christmas. She's like, come to my crib. And I was like, you can come to mine. I don't want to go to yours.
Right.
Because I don't want to go to yours. So
okay.
And she doesn't drink. I don't think she drinks anymore. And I drink. So like, that's not fair. You don't drink. I do. So you can come to mine.
Yeah, exactly.
So I might do like Christmas Eve with her and, or like Christmas Eve with the girls that are here and like maybe even go to the club. I don't even care at this point.
Really?
And then do Christmas Day. Christmas Day, I'll probably just chill. But like, I'm really focusing. Like, I already started writing my second movie.
Good for you.
Because if I got no time to waste. And what if I'm good at this?
Right.
So like, I'm just going to spend the next couple of like months just being busy. And my podcast isn't coming out till January, after January.
And I think, you know, life sort of like deals you these things where you need to learn to survive on your own kind of thing.
I mean, I've been surviving on my own since, I mean, I dropped
out. No, I know, but the thing is you still have that dependency on guys and being with guys and shit like that.
And I don't know that's going to change because it's just like I haven't met anybody yet.
Right, but you have to overcome the way you approach them.
Yeah.
Right?
I got to be a little less aggressive. But it's funny because like, okay, so I went to the guy's house who's a barber and like I went there last night and I was like entertaining his guest and every single guy that sat down in the chair was like, yo, you're crazy, I can tell. But like everyone always says that. I'm like,
really?
How do people just assume that I'm crazy and like I'm not dating you, I'm not fucking you, nothing.
Right.
But they can just tell that like there's like a switch that goes off. And I'm like, we're together. You didn't know it, but we are.
Yeah, exactly. You're my future husband.
You're sleeping with half of Los Angeles, but we're together. You are my dude.
Yeah, well, at least you're aware of it. So that's the first step, you know.
Yeah, so I go to the gym down the street or whatever where I get trained. And last week there was a guy there that I thought was super attractive. And he's got like his whole leg tatted. Body was like pale skin. Like he looks Irish almost.
Right.
And like I have no game. And it's the gym. You never look good when you're at the fucking gym.
Right.
So he popped up on the People You May Know on Instagram. And he's like a baseball player. Like an actual like baseball player. And like we both followed each other and we talk via DM. I haven't been to the gym, so I haven't talked to him? I mean, we talk via DM. But like at the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes, but like not long conversations.
So you knew each other before you found each other on Instagram.
Yeah, and we go to the same gym, so like I tagged the gym that day. And
so who did he start talking to you?
Well, he was dancing.
Uh-huh.
And I go, are you going to do that in the club tonight? Like, you know me, I just say like random ass comments. But it would be like one word.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe I think women do not do that. They don't.
They don't.
No.
They wait for guys to say something to them. Exactly. And I just don't have time to wait. If I think you're cute, I'm going to say you're cute.
Right.
The hell? But he hasn't asked.
Maybe it scares them off.
Probably. He hasn't asked for my number. Nothing.
Really?
We just talk via DM. I'm like, when are you asking me for a drink? Let's go.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, I'm trying to think. Maybe guys think that a woman is less than if she makes the first move.
Probably.
Right?
Like, I can get this chick.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I'm saying since no chick does that, you know, then maybe something's wrong with her.
Right. Right. So that's why I haven't asked for his number or anything. Like, we'll respond to each other's stories on, like, Instagram or whatever. But, like, we've never exchanged numbers. But he's cute. I definitely go for drinks for him.
Yeah.
But I think also he's a professional athlete. He probably thinks, like, this is just another chick who wants a professional athlete.
Yeah, right.
Side note, I've never been with an athlete.
Yeah.
So
he's right.
I've never been with an athlete. I don't. And baseball players are gone, what, 9 months out of the year?
I don't know.
Everyone always says they're the worst athlete to date because they're like literally just on the road.
Really?
They're like professional cheaters. They got like they got a girlfriend in every city.
Yeah. It's just like, you know why dogs lick their balls, right?
To clean them?
No, because they can.
God, I've never heard that saying before.
Never heard
ever.
It before?
No.
Okay. Dog. Okay, so you get it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's same with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they'll get away with shit because they can.
Right.
You know, they'll cheat, they'll screw this because they can. They have the access to all these women.
Right.
Not every guy does. So there you go. Not everybody's Eddie Murphy or a baseball bat.
Baseball bat.
Baseball.
Yeah, you're right. Not everybody's a baseball bat. That's for sure.
Well, a batter, you know.
I don't think he's a batter.
I know. I know. That's funny, huh? Not everybody's a baseball bat.
I would go ahead and say nobody is, but...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's cute, though.
Good, good. So I'm glad. At least you're aware of what's going on around you, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to ask me for drinks. I mean, he's followed, like, every single girl that works out at the gym, and everyone's a badass bitch. So it's like, who knows?
Yeah.
You know? I just don't worry about it. Like, when I haven't actually chilled with someone, I just don't care. I'm just like, hey, what's up? If they talk to me, they talk to me. If they don't, they don't.
Right, right.
But he's cute.
Yeah. It's funny how, you know, people, when I would go to the gym, I would never, like, make a move at anybody.
Well, it's,
you know,
a small gym.
Right, but it seems like so cliche, you know, to yeah. do that. That's why I never did it, yeah. you know?
It's a little like,
but then
on.
One time, I mean, look, there was a period I must have been in my early 30s, maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay, and what I remember is, was I? I'm trying to remember. Well, 20s, 30s, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to the gym, and we had like aerobics classes, like it was as popular as yoga and spinning is now.
Right.
It's just like you kind of dance, you know, but like kind of dance moves. But it's cool, you know? It's yeah. very cool. Music.
Zumba? Like. Are you talking about Zumba?
No, that's aerobics. Have you ever heard of aerobics?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but yeah. Zumba's like dance aerobics.
Probably, so yeah. that's probably what it is.
Yeah, yeah. Because there's aerobics yeah. and then there's Zumba. Zumba is like you have music on and you're like dancing.
Yeah, we have music on.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time. And you know, you have the instructor leading, you know,
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
So there was... there was this really pretty girl, and she was always in that class. And we'd always I'd always see her looking at me from a distance, you know?
Right.
And I never did anything for fucking months. Then I finally decided one day, I got to do something. I just got to at least introduce myself. So I did. And that's it. I never went beyond that. Kind of like, you know, hi, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. But. No game, man. No game.
I have no game either, Sam. I feel you.
Game.
I got zero game when it comes. I have game with dudes that I'm not into.
Yeah.
Like when I know a guy's into me and I'm just not into them, I'm like, I can play this motherfucker.
I know.
Like a
I'm
fiddle.
The same way, you know. But if you feel the sexual tension,
yeah, then I've got no game. The game is out. Like so is my pride.
You're afraid to get rejected. Yeah, you
so
know?
Is my pride. So is my respect. I got no game. None.
Oh well, you know the tales of the lonely souls.
Yep.
This is for all the lonely people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, thank goodness we're not that lonely.
No.
Right?
I don't feel like this. I haven't felt lonely lately.
I mean, I got to tell you, I forgot what it's like to have sex, to be honest with you. It's been
Me
a
too.
Long time. You too.
Yeah.
You just had it.
No. Almost you know, all over these a months, month ago.
All these months you've had sex, I didn't even have anything.
I haven't had sex for over a month, dude. December 8th will be 1 month.
Yeah, but I'm talking months now.
Well, 1 month is a long time.
Depends, I guess. When you're used to getting it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unfortunate.
I guess it's just like, I don't know, I read in a headline yesterday about people that retreat from intimacy or something, you know, sort of like, stay away from intimacy. And I'm thinking, maybe that's what it is. I just don't want to be intimate where I share too much of myself with somebody.
I love sharing.
Yeah.
I think sharing is the purpose of life. Like,
what
is the point to have experiences if you can't share them?
Right.
You know, but a lot of people are closed off when they don't. Like, even when I met John for the first time, right. like, it took him a while for him to, like, start, like, telling me about himself.
Yeah.
And I was like, can you tell me something, anything? Can you, before we have sex for the first time, can you give me 5 fucking facts so I don't feel like I'm fucking a stranger? Please.
Yeah. Please do that. And on that note, folks, you can ponder that one for the next 24 hours until we come back. So thank you, Danny.
You're welcome.
Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.